sharper. It looks to be a race with not much pace in it at all. So I'm hoping the instructions will be to roll forward. And, you know, he's a true stayer. He's a bit one pace. And hopefully we can ride him like that today.
Yeah, mate, how difficult is it to get horses to sort of switch on? You know, is it something that, you know, just clicks, you know, different times? Like, he's been a little bit sluggish this time in. You know, does Gay, you know, send him around the bull ring? Does he go over the sticks? Does he do something different in his track work to try and get him to click back into gear?
Yeah, Gay does a lot of jumping with the horses, especially the colts that are pretty laid back. And that's the thing with colts. They're there 1 minute, they're not there the next year. They've got a mind of their own, especially the colts, as I said. And, you know, he's just going through one of them phases. But Gay's changed a few things with him this week. And, like I said, I think you'll see a lot sharper colt today.
And, mate, just finally, Himalaya Dream in the last. What do you think here from a nice draw in the Neville Selwood?
Yeah, another race where there doesn't look to be any pressure. I think you'll get a beautiful run on the pace. There is a few horses dropping back from Group 1 company that are going to be hard to beat, but he's a horse who's on the way up, where probably a couple of them are on the way down. So I really like him. It's come a little bit quick for him. He's going to be better next preparation, but he'll be very hard to beat again today.
Looking forward to him. Tommy, thanks for your time this morning. I reckon jockeys are starting to get the vibe of the 10 a.m. Saturday show, Glenn.
I think there's quite a bit of competition, Andrew, not only with the fashion, but also who can get on to Saturday morning.
Because I wouldn't go quite that far.
There's a little bit of texting going on and everything. Have you been asked, you know, on Friday, especially at the trials yesterday, there was 307 trials at Warwick Farm, and the boys were there going, has Bensley sent you a message? Are you on tomorrow morning yet? Yeah. No,
oh,
no.
Glad.
Oh, I wonder who's on.
One that hasn't offered you any money to get on the show.
No, exactly. Now, I must admit, with Aubrey yesterday, I texted our guests at about 6:30. This morning, so Tommy was the first text, and our other guests are about to follow. So
he'd be up just completing the feed and changing a few nappies.
That's what I thought.
Mate,
so
the last time I spoke to you, you hadn't changed a nappy as yet for your young son. Have we broken your duck yet?
Yeah, we've broken it now. I had no choice the other day.
So you were home by yourself?
Yeah, home by myself, so I had to get it done. And once you get the first one out of the way, it gets a bit easier.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, come on, Andrew.
No, I can remember. It's 22 years ago for my first. I tell you, see, I can still smell it like it was yesterday.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Everyone's really appreciating
it. Thank you, Tommy. It's such a high-profile show, mate. We've got to get rid of you and get someone else on now.
Yeah, well, I can see you put me at the start and put Bossy and the rest of them after me, so thanks for that.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Tom. Good luck today, mate.
See you guys. Thank you.
Tom Berry there. Paul Joyce has phoned in, Glenn. He hasn't been mentioned this morning, and he said, that's enough of that. Bugger, Beedman and Bossy. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. Let's get the serious stuff happening here. The punters need winners, and look, those blokes are just riding them. Oh, you know, I've found them, Andrew.
Right, okay.
Give yourself a rap.
Yeah, he's coming off the bench and rapping himself. What do you fancy?
All right, we'll kick off with race 3, number 2, Lee Baz at Rose Hill. This is the best speed map horse I've found over the whole carnival. He land on pace, minimal to no pressure. Very good go for him. And, of course, he's coming back from Group 1 company first up, where he probably just needed that run. So 1,500 second up, right class, right run in the race. I think he's the good thing of the day. Race 3, number 2, Lee Baz.
Righto, what price there, Glenn, in the Doncaster Prelude, race 3?
Race 3 on the program. Labaz was the favourite this morning and has tightened up, Andrew. So evidently Paul once again has sent out all his message to his subscribers before he gets on here. So they take the good odds. It was $3.40, is now $3 favourite.
Okay, so $3 for Labaz in race 3. Where's your other one, Paul?
Look, this one was a great value bet and it's still good each-way value, but the money really is coming for this one. It's race 8, number 1, Merion in the Tulloch Stakes. Now, this is a case where we've got a 3-year-old with proven Group 1 form coming back in grade against horses that are all lightly raced, showing potential but haven't yet delivered the goods. And another one that's speed map-wise, look, I've got him sitting third defence with the run of the race here, getting all the favours, and at set weights, he's beautifully in. So I think he's great value. I think he's into $6, Munns, but he was a little bit better than that this morning, and the money's still coming for him.
Yeah, well, he was, as I flick over to that race, which is race 8 on the program, was an $8 chance this morning, is now 6. And there's been a rejig there because Haraki's just got out of fraction. He's still favourite 480. Cape Crusader, another one out of fraction to $5.50. And Merion comes into the third line of betting now at $6. And then the next picks equally are Ruling Dynasty and Amiros, both at $7. But the boys have just had a rejig there rather than investment, because there hasn't been massive investment on the race. But I'd say, you know, just a recalculation of the market this morning.
Righto. So the two for Paul Joyce before he goes and chains a nappy there on the kid rack and something in the background. Race 3, number 2, Labaz, and race 8, number 1, Merion. Good to have you on, Paul. We'll do it again next Saturday.
Yeah, sure will, guys. Just about to run out the door now. Have a great day.
No, enjoy it out there. I'll tell you something. Not only did we get Tommy very first up, but the next guest has phoned in. He said, don't worry about John O'Shea. I want to come on. It's Darren Beedman on Tab Talk. Morning to you, Darren.
Hey, Ben. Today I was at the wake-up call. I was the only sleeping I've had for about 14 days, and I got it at 6:15 this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrew.
No, he's solid, isn't he, Darren? How'd you like to rob a bank with him?
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you would have been up like a Saturday morning. You would have been out bouncing, ready to go.
No, I was at the Valley last night. I made a trip to Melbourne last night, the William Reid, and I was having a nice little snooze, and bang, got me.
I would have thought John would have put you on the 6 o'clock plane out of Melbourne this morning to get back here.
Well, Tommy got out on the 6 o'clock, obviously to change a few nappies, so...
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Earthquake, just briefly before today, mate, Earthquake just probably followed the wrong horse to the home turn.
100%. Tommy got into a lovely spot. That's where we wanted him, and she was right in the middle of the ruck, and the horses that were around her weren't taking her into the race, and she got bottled up, and she was tremendous late.
Yeah. Yeah, the last 100 metres was good.
Was very impressive, yeah.
Are you going to bring her back for something here?
Oh, look, I haven't spoken to John. You know, I guess he'll just let the dust settle and, you know, whether she stays down there or comes up here for over the carnival. There's a couple of nice races for her, 3-year-old races over the carnival.
Yep. Is she just a little bit hard to place, Darren, for the sort of races you want to run her in?
Well, last night, you know, she's never been at the Valley, but it looked an ideal type of race for her. But, you know, there are a couple of races here, and there's probably a race in Adelaide, and, you know, so I'll just leave that up to John.
All right. Now, what are you looking forward to the most today of your team out at Rose Hill, Darren?
I think we've got a couple of really nice runners there. Hiraki, he put the riding on the wall the other day. Whether he can go to the next step, you know, to be a candidate for the Derby. And Hartnell, well, you know, this is a big test for him today. He's taking on supposedly a superstar from Japan, and you know, he's done everything. He's taken it all before him since he's come over here, and he's got the contributor form. His run was the other day in a lesser grade. You know, he probably could have went the Randvet, but John, you know, chose to give him a nice, easy option into the BMW, and he couldn't have been any more impressive the other day.
No, he wasn't. One thing, talking with John on air on Wednesday, he worked the horse on Wednesday morning up at Osborne Park, and he told me then that he really just wants to ride the horse, and this was before the barriers, he wants to ride the horse like contributor last week, come off the pace and show that acceleration.
Well, I think given the race today and the candidates that he's up against, I think he's going to be afforded that option. And yeah, he's got, you know, James, I'm sure, will give him a lovely ride. And I think you'll see a different horse again today. Like, he's just gone from strength to strength as far as his appearance goes. Which is encouraging to go into a race like this, of this caliber.
Yeah, for sure. What about the two-year-olds, Inner Circle and Italy? Is there much between these in the first today?
Well, Inner Circle, he's drawn a little bit awkward, but he's got natural gait speed, and he'll probably just roll forward. He's probably not quite as seasoned as Italy, but Italy, she's, you know, her last two runs in, you know, in races that she probably could have won, she's throwing it away at the start. So hopefully Sammy can get her out of the gates, and she's drawing an ideal gait somewhere in the middle of the pack and get her into the indoor rhythm. But she's hit the line well the last two starts.
Mate, the whole operation, the Godolphin operation, of course, operating not only at Warwick Farm but out there at Agnes Banks and also the stable in Melbourne, how many horses are actually in work at a particular time?
Oh, look, I'd say probably 100, nearly 200. Yeah, so it's a big operation for John to run his eye over, and you know, it's we've got a good team, a very supportive team, and he's got a good army. So hopefully the Blue Army will show up today with Godolphin.
Yeah, for sure. San Diego, I guess, is an outside. If you win today, you obviously can run in the Doncaster. It's been well found. The putters are starting to rally up, I think, from what Glenn told us earlier in the morning. You've got the two in the race, but is San Diego clearly the best here?
Oh, definitely. His run the other day was outstanding. He was on the worst part of the track, and he's done a tremendous job to come back from such a long layoff. And his win had a lot of merit when he won first up. And to some horses, after a big long layoff and they run that well first up, normally their second run's a little bit dampened by that. But today, you know, he put the writing on the wall the other day. And I think that, you know, it doesn't look an overly competitive race as far as speed goes with the other horse coming out today. So he's going to strip a lot fitter today again.
And just one final one from me. General Liffe was tipped this morning by Tony Brazel. That'll be a surprise to Godolphin, him tipping one of theirs at one of yours at 6:45 every Saturday. How about General Liffe?
Was John listening?
Yes, he was. He said, "You are kidding," was the text. It's the gag of Saturday. Brazel knows about it now. He tips one, Glenn, every Saturday at 6:45. It's one of Godolphin's.
Yeah, well, it just proves John's listening.
It's become quite comical.
It has.
Out there in the middle at Warwick Farm. We just hang out for Tony's tips.
You got General Liffe and you got Sidestep in the race.
Look, he's General Liffe. He just doesn't know how to run a bad race. And he's just so willing, so genuine, whether it be barrier trials, track work, in his stall, on race days. He's a perfect horse to really, you know, put a bridle on. And he doesn't know how to run a bad race. So, look, he's going to give himself a nice, cushy run. And he ran very well first up last time and never got out. So if he can repeat that performance today, and this is really, you know, his type of grade, you know, yeah. Group 2, Group 3. And so if he has a little bit of luck in running, he could put up a bold showing.
Yeah, now, Andrew, I know what Darren is really looking forward to. I spoke to him about Newcastle this the other day. He's really looking forward to the onset of winter out there at Agnes Banks. He tells me out on the flat there it's beautiful of a nice winter's morning. What temperature did it usually get to, Darren? Minus what?
Minus 4. Yeah, so we've got a heater and it's bitterly cold.
I reckon you do what they do overseas, drive around in the car and watch track work.
No, we stand out there. We do the hard yards. Johnny and Tommy and Reedy, we all get out there and stand there and look like icy poles by the end of the morning.
No, well, mate, we thank you for coming on. Bossy's online, so he's pushing up, wants to be on Tab Talk as well. So we better say toodle pip to you, and we wish you the best today.
I'm flying with eagles at the moment, so it's really good. Tommy Berry, Glenn Boss. Feels like the old days.
It is.
We never forget you, mate.
No.
We never forget you.
All right, mate, wait for Tony Brazel's tip next Saturday at 6:45. We'll see what we can find next week for you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Ben.
Darren Biedman, under John O'Shea with Godolphin, talking about many of their hopes. It's jam-packed. I've dropped the commercial break, Glenn, because we play ads here, we're all sorts.
Is it a Jeep ad?
Probably is. Bossy was on a Jeep last night. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Hoss. How are you, buddy?
Very well. Glenn Munsey's here with us from TAB as well, mate.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hello, Bossy.
Mate, you gave it a big wave after the line there last night. Lucky Hustler, you just gave it a jam. Perfect card in to win the William Reid.
Yeah, listen, he's a little bit of an underestimated horse. He's got really good stats since Weary's had him. And given the right run race, I was pretty confident that he'd run 1-2 and... yeah, he just ended up having a good run, and we looked like we were going to be in trouble there at the sort of 400 there, but there was a good exit stage right for me, and I ended up taking it. And you know, and he shows that he's got very good acceleration when he's held up for that sort of sprint. And he did the job really well.
Now, Glenn, he wasn't brilliantly away last night. Was that a little bit concerning straight up?
Yeah, listen, I wanted to be in front of a few of the rivals that I was actually behind, and that was a bit of concern. He just wouldn't stand up properly for me. It was a bit fresh, and he wanted to, you know, drawing barrier two, he sort of was in there for a bit. He wanted to get on with it, so that was a slight concern. But listen, Glenn, at the end of the day, you know, you just got to, I said to Weary, you know, wherever he is, I've got to trust that when I let him go, he's going to go very, very quickly, because he has got that ability to go quick off the mark. And, you know, and well, he showed that last night. He's got a very good turn of speed.
Now, mate, he's really jumped out of the... last campaign, you know, over the spring there, when you consider he was just probably, you know, a normal sort of handicap horse. And when you look at his last couple of runs, you know, he won a Group 3, he was placed in the Group 1 Emirates, and now he's won a Group 1 resuming.
Yeah, Glenn, when he won that Group 3 at Caulfield, he actually blew that field away, and he gave him start and won by three, and he showed the acceleration of a horse that's just capable of winning a Group 1. I mean, to be very, very fair and honest, the William Reid last night was, you know, it's sort of Group 2 plus. You know, we're not talking about the creme de la creme sprinters, so, yeah. You know, he got his opportunity to shine, and, you know, I'm really glad, because it was a fairly in-depth conversation to get these owners to run him. They really wanted to run in the TJ first up. And I really had to do some fast talk and persuade him into running. So I just thought, well, you know, he's a $400,000 race, $240,000 is a winner, and I just thought it was begging for a horse like him to win it. So anyway, we got the right result.
What about the addition of the blinkers? Now, the blinkers came on the day that he won at Caulfield, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the biggest addition has been DK Weir. That's been the biggest addition. Mm. And, you know, he's just got an amazing knack of getting horses from other stables, and just... not only turning their careers around, but just take them to ratings they've never been before. So he's just an amazing trainer like that.
Now, mate, how didn't you get fined for the celebration last night?
It was after the line.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I reckon in Sydney you would have got pinched.
No, I held it together.
Yeah, held it. You wanted to, though, didn't you?
Oh, listen, when you're two in front, you think, well, you just want another Group 1. And, for me lately, they've been few and far between. But getting another one up is great.
No, fantastic. That was last night. You've come to Sydney, flown up, and you'll be out there today. You've got a few rides for Chris. Well, I reckon you'd be just wrapped to get on Who Shot the Barman again, the first time since he placed in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, I think he's been going very well. Hostage.
Yeah,
I said to Chris after last prep, I think, I got off him after Melbourne, and I said to Chris, I reckon you'll improve his horse again. He only had his first prep with him, and he was still working him out and finding out what he was all about. And I believe he has. I think he's taken him to another level. I think his first run was terrific. His second run was very, very good. And today, obviously, he's getting to the trip that suits him. He's probably more of a handicapper, to be honest, but he's running very well. And I wouldn't be surprised. I've got him in the top four.
Yep.
And if he can squeeze it a bit better than that, I'd be absolutely wrapped. But he's getting ready for a Sydney Cup.
Now, Glenn, you were down to ride Pasadena Girl in the first here, and Peter Moody told Andrew yesterday they're going to nominate it for the sires. Are you have a chance of staying on for the sires?
Yeah, I believe so. I hope so. You know, she's obviously going to find it hard to beat, you know, Peter Snowden's horse and obviously Mick Price's colt, but... you know, she's obviously flying at the moment. I've been actually riding her a lot of work. She's actually more than capable of filly. So I can see the reasoning in why Pete, you know, she probably would have won there today easily in that lower grade two-year-old race, but he's going to give her a shot at running very well in a Group 1 race, and I believe she will run well. She's a very, very good filly.
Fossey, right. We've got a New Zealand race coming up in a couple of minutes to end our program. Jack Hill, obviously all jockeys are, and I think all race people are praying for Jack. We'll know more around midday from the hospital, but he's listed as critical but stable. And I think all jockeys and I think all of us yesterday just held our breath there, unaware of how bad and you know what the story was going to be.
Yeah, listen, Jack's one of the most blokes in the jockey room. He's a real hard worker, and he's got a lot of respect from all of us guys, and, you know, it's just happening far too often that we have another jockey going down with a serious head injury, and, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are, you know, for Jack first and foremost, but his family, obviously, who will be right beside his bedside right now. And, you know, we're praying that we get a very good outcome for Jack because, you know, he doesn't deserve this. No one deserves this.
No.
But, you know, we're just hoping and praying with all of our might that Jack has a real speedy outcome and you know, is able to get, you know, have a good life.
Yeah. Well, mate, can you find any rhyme or reason why we just seem to be having a lot more bad falls lately? Is it just, you know, the law of averages coming, you know, the wrong way?
We're saturated wall-to-wall racing these days,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
There's racing 7 days a week and, you know, there's a lot more going around. So the statistics are just going to go up, aren't they? You know, you have more drivers on the road, you're going to have more accidents. So, and unfortunately, you know, we're wall-to-wall racing these days. So the statistics are that they're going to go up just through that, you know, that stat.
Our prayers and thoughts are certainly with Jack, and there'll be a lot of updates, I reckon, after midday once the Victorian Jockeys Association release that. Hey, Bossy, well done last night. Great to have you on our program this morning. Good luck today out at Rose Hill, mate.
No, you're kidding, are you? I'm happy to be back on.
Welcome back to Sydney.
Yeah.
Welcome back to beautiful Sydney.
Yeah, thanks. No, well, it is. It's glorious. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Glenn. Good on you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Glenn Boss, after winning the Group 1 William Reid. Our Pooney's not far away here. Glenn, anything to leave us with?
Plenty of special markets and the like today, Andrew. The number of winners for James McDonald on the program. No winners at $9. One winner at $3.20. He rides two or more winners at $1.50. No market on how loud he'll yell if he rides a Group 1 winner into the year of Bernie Cooper. Coming back, there's a market. James McDonald against Tommy Berry. Most points scored there. Plenty of other different things.
Where do they go to get those?
That's Racing Extras for those. The Jockeys Challenge there today at Rose Hill for BMW Day. He's $1.15, James McDonald. Tommy's at $8.50. Blake Shin's at $9. Craig Williams, Damien Oliver, Nicholas Hall and Kieran McAvoy are the other riders there. So there's plenty of special markets available on the meeting today. And they're also, I think you'll find, a special market combining the BMW with also the cricket tomorrow.
Right.
You'll find that. So
go to special offers.
You go to Sports Exotics for those ones.
Sports Exotics. All right, mate, we better leave it there. Let you get out to Rose Hill. We'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, and I have managed to vote correctly, Andrew, since I've been talking to you. So that's
fantastic.
A success and something for Brent Zarafa for dipping into that one.
That's Tab Talk. Here's the first at Awapuni.
007, first away over the river out wide. Going forward is Den Lee, and right there along the inside is Don't Gloat in the early stages. Gustavo's going to ease back into fourth position, followed through by Endeavour. Two links away to Popeye Brankins, and they're not breaking any records in the early stages of this. Back on the inside is Surreal Storm, third last, followed by Dragon Beauty, and two links away to 007. Down the back they go, past the 1100 metres mark. Spread out over a good dozen lengths here, and the pacemaker is Don't Gloat. It leads by 2.5. Over the river in second spot, four lengths away in the clear, Den Lee. 2.5 to the two, Gustavo. Then came Endeavour. The two favourites, they race near together, followed further back in the field then by Popeye Braggins. Surreal Storm back third last of the swing off the back by the 700 metres. Then came Dragon Beauty, and two lengths away, 007 is last of all. Up towards a home turn in the first, they come 600 metres to go, and it's handlebars down on Don't Gloat. It opened up by three lengths from over the river. They've got six lengths on the others. They're headed by Den Lee. Now they're starting to get a little anxious behind the first two. Gustavo being set alight by Bossen. Further back, Popeye Braggins. Then came Dragon Beauty. Down to the 250. Don't Gloat. Still with a break of two from over the river. Two lengths away, Gustavo, Den Lee, then Popeye Braggins. The leader's coming back to them now over the river. Here's Gustavo. It's going to get the last run of them. It's still over the river in front, though, from Gustavo. Over the river. Gustavo can't get there. Over the river. Over the river's won the first. Gustavo second. Third was Don't Gloat, who certainly made it interesting. And then we've got either Endeavour with Den Lee and wider out Popeye Braggins. Back in behind those next was Dragon Beauty, then 007 and Surreal Storm will be the last of them home.
And number one over the river, 9.30 and 2.50 gets the money from number five, Gustavo, 1.50. And number two, Don't Gloat at $1.50. 1, 5 and 2 over the line. Race one at our Pooney. Sydney. That's about it for Racing HQ Saturday and Tab Talk. Don't forget Star Stable. You've got a bit over 25 minutes to lock it away for today. Starstable.com.au. Don't forget on Racing Retro tomorrow, you'll get the winner of the Country Caller Championship competition for the $5,000 Tab voucher, and also the race caller who will call the race next week to be announced on Racing Retro, which you can watch and listen, of course, on Sky Sports Radio. And we'll have updates on Jack Hill as soon as we do the Victorian Jockey. I'll come back on air after midday, we believe. We'll get some updates on Jack Hill. So we'll update as soon as we can on that. Don't forget to vote before 6 o'clock tonight. Enjoy Saturday. Next, the National Racing Service.
Some of the best greyhounds have made it through to the semi-finals of the Golden Easter Egg, and Sky Sports Radio has it all covered. This Saturday night at Wentworth Park, positions are up for grabs in the prestigious Grand Final.
Ballistic Dip getting up on the inside, Bundy Bear lording, Bundy Bear coming in, he's going to, they hit it, he's going to, bobbed and won.
Going Greyhounds, Mondays at 10:30, and Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sundays from 10:30, will keep you right up to date on Sky Sports Radio.
The new breed prepares for Western Sydney Legends Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. Don't miss top Group 1 racing, plus your chance to meet some of the greatest sporting legends on and off the track. This is a day for the Western Sydney community to celebrate. So bring your friends and family for a great day at the races, filled with entertainment and fun. Book now to save 25% at theraces.com.au. Western Sydney Legends Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens.
All set and ready. Racing.
Ensure you're a part of New South Wales' biggest greyhound event.
Book your dining package now for one of the remaining two huge Saturday nights during the Golden Easter Egg Carnival, March 28 and final night, April 4.
Go to wentworthpark.com.au.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Set. They're ready to go. Away.
Veyron hunts the rails, three off the lead, and got chopped out again. It's had more hits than Elvis.
Doubtfully's coming down the outside, and Doubtfully's come from nowhere.
Here's Fiorente storming. Spacecraft still hanging on. Ladari dives in. Fiorente! Fiorente the outside. I reckon he's nailed him.
Welcome to Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. On Sky Sports Radio, this is the National Racing Service. Here's Simon Harrison.
Good morning, everyone. Great to have your company. It's 25 to 11. The first from Ellerslie is coming up in 10 minutes. Two Zucchero is the favourite at $2. And at Awapurney on the first, it was 1529. We're just awaiting correct weight. It is a big day of racing at Awapurney, highlighted, of course, by the Group 1 Sires Produce. And Jack Petley's with us now.
Churchill Sports Bar is proud to bring you the latest New Zealand racing news with Jack Petley. Churchill Sports Bar, winner of consecutive Platinum Pub Tab of the Year awards at the roundabout Anzac Parade, Kingsford.
And a very good morning to you, Jack.
And a good morning to you, Simon. Did you bring the cake in for me today, Simon?
Oh, I've got something in mind for you.
Oh, thanks, Simon. I think it's my last day, but you're bringing me the cake.
We will make a special announcement for you at the end of it, Jack. But firstly, let's do what you've done best for us over the years and find some winners. Tremendous racing at Awapurney this afternoon.
Yeah, really, really good cards there. Of course, this is probably, apart from the Ellerslie Carnival, which starts next week, this is probably the last big race carnival in the central districts, and very good fields, and there's a lot of very good three-year-olds going around as well, and we could see some of them in Queensland, so a couple of races are worth watching.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race two. It's due to jump at 2:58. Now, this is a field of 9 over 1,200 metres. There's nothing scratched. With the fixed odds, Jack, 3 Mar Beal is the $3.20 favourite, from 9 Feelin' the Love, $5. 2 Stunning Princess and 6 Fun House are both at $6.
Simon, this is a really good field of up-and-comers. I put 3 Mabeel on top. I was impressed with the way he won at Ellerslie last start, the son of Sava Beard. He's won two from four, and it's that combination, Opie, Bossom, Busutin and Young, and it's a very strong combination. So I'll go three Mobile, but the other runner I'm watching is number nine, Feeling the Love. She won two from four in her first campaign. She hasn't had a race since October at Hastings when she ran unplaced in a special conditions race. She was put out for a spell, and she turned up at the Matamata Trials recently and turned in a very good second behind Perfect Bit, whom I've tipped to win a race at Ellerslie today. So that was a good trials run. Just watch it for future reference. Five Ladies of Fear have got the right form for Johnny Barry, and there was solid betting for it this morning. And then I've gone number six, Funhouse, Jerry Harvey owned, Galloper by Mossman, and it's in good form. So this is a very good betting field, but I do like three. Three to win, nine, five, and six.